Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe and trust that you are all well. I want to take this opportunity to thank you all for your prayers and encouragement. May the good Lord bless you. We are going to continue with our thought, Beholding in a Mirror. James chapter 1. Verse 23, we'll go up to 25 today. The Bible reads, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Now James speaks of the man that does not forgetteth, but is a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. This speaks of obedience and trusting on what you have seen in the mirror. I'll give an example. If I was looking at myself in the mirror and I've seen, for example, that my necktie has been placed the right way, once I walk away from the mirror, I need to trust that all is well. But the moment I begin to walk away from the mirror, and after some times, I begin to touch the necktie, pushing it to the left light, I'll push it out of its original position. That is a sign that I'm losing the trust and the confidence of what I'd seen, that it was perfect. And that's how the devil desires that we may begin to cast doubt upon the word of God, and for us to begin to shake the word of God until it comes out of its original position. But brothers and sisters, it takes obedience and trusting in God that what I've seen is how it is. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, we read the story of Abraham, that he was told by God to go and sacrifice his only son, Isaac. And they went to the mountain. As they were there, Abraham did all that. He obeyed the word of the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. And when Abraham wanted to lay his hand upon the child, he heard the voice of the Lord speaking unto him, that lay not your hands upon the lad. And these are the words that Abraham said on verse 14. Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. That is Genesis 22, verse 14. "As it is said this day, in the mountain of the Lord it shall be seen." So Abraham, when he was commanded, he obeyed the word of the Lord. He did not shift the position of the word that he had received. He did not turn to the left nor right. He stayed in the center of the road. He obeyed and he saw the fulfillment of the promise and the trust he had in God. Paul tells us to say in the book of Hebrews that Abraham believed in the Lord that he was able to raise Isaac even from the dead. So he had trust in God. He didn't shake the position of his faith. He obeyed the word that was revealed unto him. And when he did that, it was seen unto him in the presence of God that Jehovah Jireh is the one who's able to resurrect the dead. Jehovah Jireh is the one who gives life. So, brothers and sisters, as we behold in a mirror, it takes total obedience. It takes us to obey the word that God is revealing unto us. There's no need for us to turn to the left nor right. We need to stay in the center of the road. Let us walk in the narrow path through obedience. And it takes us to trust in God that what we have heard by his revelation is the truth. Then it shall be seen that indeed rapture shall take place. Then it shall be seen in the presence of the Lord that is the one who forgives sin. Then it shall be seen in the presence of the Lord that is the deliverer. Then it shall be seen in the presence of the Lord that is the store of life. Then it shall be seen in the presence of the Lord that is our healer. But how can all this be? It takes obedience. It takes you and I to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. What God has revealed, we ought to stay faithful to that. We ought to obey it. We ought to put all our trust in it. Obedience is key. Just like James says, he that beholdeth in the mirror and he does not forget, but is a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deed. We see Abraham here. He was blessed in his deed by obeying and following the instruction that God gave him. So obedience is key. That's the purpose why God reveals his way to you and I. So that when we behold in that mirror, the revelation of God is key to you and I. That we may stay faithful, we may trust in him, we may obey him, we may keep his word and become doers of his work, so that we may be blessed in our deeds. As believers, our works speaks louder than the words that we can speak. Our life reflects what we stand on and what we obey. Are we reflecting the image of the Lord Jesus Christ? Because if God reveals his word, it requires us to obey and trust in him so that our lives is able to reflect the image of Jesus Christ. Jesus was able to forgive people. Are we able to forgive others? Because it has to be seen in the presence of the Lord that we are manifesting the image of Christ as believers in this world. So if the image of the Lord Jesus is what we are reflecting, then forgiveness shall be seen in the presence of the Lord. Then love shall be seen in the presence of the Lord. Then there shall be unity among us. There shall be peace among us. Just like we see that in the presence of the Lord, Abraham declares to say, it shall be seen. So it has to be seen as we obey the word of God. But indeed, we are manifesting or reflecting the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. But sometimes people hold grudges one against another. That's not what God requires to see. We have to obey his word as we behold in the mirror and forgive one another. Let us love one another. Let us help each other. That's the way that God desires for it to be seen in his presence. It has to be seen in his presence. Because people, they'll see Christ through us. Paul speaks that it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ in me. So Paul is now reflecting the image of Jesus Christ. Just like we see when Stephen was being stoned, he reflected the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. The people that were stoning him, he forgave them. And in his prayer, he said, Father, lay it not upon them. Forgive them. Amen. It was seen. He obeyed the word. He kept the word. He trusted in the Lord. And the nature of Christ manifested. It was seen. And Paul was one of the converts through the prayer of Stephen. Even in difficult times as people were stoning him, it was seen in the presence of the Lord that indeed he had Christ in him. And he manifested the nature of Christ. He showed forgiveness. He showed love. But in our time, sometimes people are praying that others should die. There are those prayers. I don't know if you have heard them. But in our end here, Africa, Zambia, people pray that their enemies should die. That's not the nature of God. That's not obeying the word. That's not what we see as we behold in the mirror. Because when we behold in the mirror, we see forgiveness. And it takes us to obey and trust in the Lord that we should forgive one another. And indeed, it has to be seen in the presence of the Lord. It shouldn't just be the word of mouth.
But our deeds, they shall show if we forgive each other. Our deeds shall show or shall be seen in the presence of the Lord if we care and love each other. So brothers, as we behold in a mirror, it takes obedience and it takes us to trust upon the Lord, and it shall be seen in our life if we obey him and if we trust in him. It shall be seen. This is not something that one can pretend. Our life itself shall declare. Our life itself shall reveal, because it shall be seen. May the Lord help us to be people that shall be seen that indeed these are with Christ. The good Lord bless you. Shalom.